Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I hope you watched the president's address and that you're TiVoing the football game. Yeah, TiVoing it so you can listen to tonight's program, the next hour of Relationships 360 Degrees. And I'll tell you, it's good to be back after a two-week hiatus. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast, creator, and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Relationships 360, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain positive, long-lasting, character-based relationships. And tonight, we're addressing an issue that is growing increasingly common, unfortunately, in the society, divorce. Nearly half of U.S. marriages fail and result in divorce, which often involves court litigation to get there. And these court battles can drag on for months and get pretty nasty, especially when dealing with the financial aspects of the parting couple, including issues such as, you know, who will pay alimony, the child support, who gets to keep the house, the dog, the car. All of those issues, and we're going to be talking about the number of divorces that occur this way, plus an alternative to litigation that ends with less haggling and fighting. We're going to talk about that with tonight's guest. Her name is Arden Hauer, and she was an attorney for many years before becoming a mediator in founding the Center for Non-Adversarial Divorce, which is located in Lakewood, Colorado. She's also written an award-winning book, which she will autograph and give to a lucky listener who signs up for the Relationships360.com email list. And the book's titled Friendly Divorce Guidebook. It was intended for Coloradoans, but I'm sure you'll find some benefit no matter where you reside in this country. Arden, thank you so much for giving away the book and for volunteering your time tonight. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure my listeners do as well.
Thank you, Tiffany. Good to be here.
Awesome. Yes. So I'm really excited, you know, about this conversation. You know, many of my listeners know that, you know, I am divorced, and I actually was one of the fortunate ones to have an amicable divorce. It was a no-fault divorce that we filed. So we want to talk about, you know, what an amicable divorce or, you know, a non-adversarial divorce looks like, what that all entails. For those of, you know, you that are in the audience that are on the verge of divorce or divorce has come up in your conversations with your spouses, for us to present this information to you. So if you have to go down that route that you experience, you know, is less fighting, frustration, and grief as possible by pretty much going through these steps that we're going to be talking about, this process. And many of you may want to talk to Arden or yours truly, Tiffany Williams-Jallo, live over the next hour. And to do so, either give us a ring at 714-409-0610, or you can just type your comments or questions in the chat room. And remember, you can also get a signed copy of Arden's book, Compliments of Arden, to help you achieve a friendly divorce by entering your name and email address at relationships360.com. It is the official website for this show. And I'm going to give you until the end of September to do that, and we're going to notify the winner after the month ends via email. And for those of you that don't win, I'm going to give you a consolation prize that I know you'll love. So sign up anyway. And of course, there's all kinds of that site is stock full of relationship resources and tools. So check it out, relationships360.com. So Arden, now that I'm done plugging the show shamelessly, before the show we talked about, you know, your motivation for helping couples through non-adversarial divorces. You actually founded an organization to, you know, help aimed at helping people to do that. So yeah, talk about your inspiration for starting the Center of Non-Adversarial Divorce. And deciding to help couples in this way.
Glad to have this opportunity. I want to correct something, and that's that I am still a lawyer. I did not leave law practice for mediation. What I did leave behind was adversarial law practice. So, and it was in the course of being an adversarial lawyer that I began to realize, especially in family cases, that the divorce process was extremely destructive. It seemed like the legal process itself led people into an adversarial stance with each other, and I felt that it wasn't necessary, and that was really my major inspiration to become a mediator, and I mediated my first case in 86. And the other part of why I changed had to do with my own divorce, which was before I went to law school. And in the process of hiring a lawyer and listening to his recommendations and not always understanding what he was saying, I entered into an agreement that wasn't all that good. I see it now through different eyes, of course. I haven't been through law school and, of course, practiced law. But I got some rather poor advice and also didn't know what I was doing. And so the other part of my inspiration to do what I do is to help people be very, very informed of their decision-making. So I spend a lot of time in the mediation process just explaining what something means and how it works, and here's the procedure, and here's how much time. And if you do it this way, you're going to have this result. If you do it that way, you're going to get a different result from that one. And I find that once people really know what they're doing and have a sense of have their feet on the ground about it, that they can begin to make some decisions for themselves. And that is the essence of mediation. The mediator does not decide. The clients do.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, tell us about, like, differences in terms of time commitments. Would couples, if they went the litigation route, would they get through a divorce faster than they would with mediation? What are some of the differences in time commitments for the two options?
The time and the money are very different. Mediation can move fast or slow depending on how fast or slowly people want to move. But on average, my clients meet with me every 2 or 3 weeks. And again, on average, meet with me 3 or 4 times. And they pay me for my writing time, which is a total of 10 to 12 hours of my billable time. Compared to litigation, I mean, that's $2,000 to $2,400. You know, you can't, in this state anyway, retain a good lawyer for less than that. In that case, you'd need 2 lawyers, so now you're into something like $5,000. And, I mean, even a simple divorce could cost $5,000 each with 2 lawyers. Easily.
So for mediation, you're saying you're spending an average of how many hours? 12 hours?
10 to 12, yeah.
10 to 12 hours?
Yeah, I want to emphasize that's an average. Mm-hmm. Recently, I've had 2 cases that were done in 2 sessions. I've had a third that's taken a lot more than that, and we've gone through probably 5 drafts of their agreement. But it's more complex, and there's much more to talk about.